On Monday, July 13th, the three-month bike lane trial began. City staff worked over the past weekend to prepare the bridge for the trial, which gives cyclists the west lane and the east sidewalk, both now protected with concrete barriers. Now, pedestrians no longer share the sidewalks with cyclists, as the entire west sidewalk is pedestrian only. The Burrard Bridge lane reallocation has been long time coming for cycling advocates. In 1996, the lane reallocation trial lasted 1 week before City Council, under then-Mayor Philip Owen, pulled the plug due to strong opposition from motorists. This time around, Mayor Gregor Robertson and the Vision and Cope-dominated council are determined to make the trial a success. On May 7th, Vancouver City Council approved the lane trial after reviewing a report from city staff and after a public consultation to receive public input. Cycling advocates have advocated for a safer ride across the Burrard Bridge for years. Safety for pedestrians and cyclists remains the primary concern for Councillor Ellen Woodsworth and Vancouver Area Cycling Coalition President Arno Shortinghaus. I spoke with Councillor Woodsworth at the inaugural ride on Monday morning.
I think we'll see a lot more women and a lot more seniors biking because their big concern is safety issues. And I think we'll see whether the transportation needs to be shifted even more than it's already being shifted. This is just one trial lane. In 90 days, the staff will report and let us know how it's working. If it's working well, we'll continue with the six-month trial.
What comments have you heard so far?
Well, the bicycle community is really excited. They're very enthusiastic. And some of the car community are very, very concerned about what it's going to mean, whether it's going to take them longer time to get to work. So everybody's madly emailing us and calling us and giving us their feedback. So I think if people do enjoy walking or biking or they've never tried biking, I hope they'll get out and try it over the next 90 days. And I think that car traffic need to be understanding and understand how the new grid works. And if it's not working, if the signage isn't clear, let us know. We can make some adaptations.
President Arno Shortinghaus of the Vancouver Area Cycling Coalition also stressed the importance of a safe commute for cyclists and pedestrians.
It addressed a very serious safety issue on the bridge. Cyclists have been getting injured on a regular basis because of the narrow sidewalks that were shared with pedestrians. And this move by council and the mayor and the city addresses this very serious safety issue.
With the high risks associated with cycling in cities, it is not surprising that advocates have focused their lobbying efforts on a safer ride across the Burrard Bridge. And it is clear that Mayor Robertson and City Council approved the lane trial, fully aware of the dangers urban cyclists face. UBC's School of Population and Public Health has been researching cycling injuries. The study is entitled Cycling in Cities. Their research revealed that during a five-month period last year, 8 cyclists were injured. All injuries serious enough to require visits to either St. Paul's Hospital or Vancouver General Hospital. During the same time span, only 1 cyclist was injured on each of the Granville Street and Cambie Street bridges. The findings were presented to City Council in May, just prior to Council's approval of the lane reallocation trial. While the cycling community is thrilled to have a safer commute, some drivers are not thrilled to lose a lane on the bridge. But Shortinghaus of the Cycling Coalition believes the mood is different today than it was in 1996. And what will the outcome of the lane trial be? I asked Spencer Herbert, MLA for the West End, Councillor Woodsworth, and Arno Shortinghaus. Spencer Herbert.
I'm hoping it just becomes part of our culture and that it's something people do and that it'll give us the courage to look at other places in the city where we can improve cycling and transit and pedestrian infrastructure.
Councillor Ellen Woodsworth.
I think it'll be very possible that people are happy with what's going on. You know, some of the transportation that's car transportation will shift to the Granville Street Bridge.
Arno Shortinghaus.
Hopefully they will make it more or less permanent. And again, hopefully, I'd really like to see a two-lane reallocation.
And this may be just the beginning of safer and more sustainable ways to get around the city. Herbert is optimistic.
I think it's time for more creative ideas like this to be brought forward and more pressure put on politicians, because really the people are leading here, and it's politicians' time. They got to catch up with where people are actually at.
The trial has lasted 1 work week, more than can be said for the lane trial 13 years ago. And we will be watching closely to see how the public continues to respond. but it appears that this experiment may no longer be the political gamble it once was. As thrilled city councillors and cyclists rode across the new bike-only lanes on Monday morning, it seemed more than likely that this will become a permanent change to Vancouver's Burrard Bridge.